Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the UNCOMMONTEEN podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. It is my heart to help you all overcome the real-life challenges that you're facing, but in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host and life coach, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. Ladies, we are down to just under 2 weeks until UNCOMMONTEEN Live. If you have not got your tickets yet, go ahead and do so now. And you might find a nice surprise when you go and get those tickets. Ladies, more than anything, I know that God is going to do an incredible work in this conference, and I want you there. Bring your moms, bring your mentors, bring your grandmas, bring your aunts, bring your friends. Any ladies that you can grab, bring them to this conference because there's going to be something special for every single one of them. All you need to do to get your tickets is go to uncommenteenlive.com and grab your tickets today. And for those of you who are on our email list, you may have seen that we have a special giveaway that we are going to be doing with over $100 worth of prizes. And if you're not yet on our email list, head on over to the UNCOMMONTEEN app or uncommenteen.com and send me a message, and I will give you more information on how you can join that contest. All right, ladies, so last week I started a conference highlight series to give you a sneak preview of what UNCOMMONTEEN Live is going to be about. And ladies, I'm telling you, this conference is going to be amazing. So last week on the UNCOMMONTEEN podcast, we talked all about dare to be beautiful and what that word dare actually means. Well, this week we're going to talk about dare to be confident. Why is it a dare for us to be confident? And that word dare means the courage that is required to do something big. It also means to challenge somebody to do something that requires boldness. I mean, have you ever said, hey, I dare you to do this? You know that what you're asking them is going to take boldness. And lastly, dare means to confront something boldly yourself. So why does it take courage and boldness to be confident? Why does it take courage and boldness to hold your head high and not be shaken by what others think about you? Ladies, you're in a fight for your life, but you're also in a fight for your future. There is a fight against your identity, meaning that the enemy in this culture, they don't want you to see yourself as God sees you. So they're going to try to get you to believe something that's not true about who it is that you are. There's a fight against your friends. This world and all it has to offer can be so enticing. And you may see your friends deciding to kind of straddle that line between living for God and living for this world. And eventually you might even see some of those friends completely abandoning their faith. And it really hurts to watch our friends go through this, especially people that we've been close to our whole life. There is a fight, ladies. There is a fight against your schools and the agendas this culture is trying to push that is so against God. There is a fight to make sure that there's absolutely no place for God in schools. And I can even say this about Christian schools. There is a fight against your value and your worth. Many times we look at ourselves, we don't think that we're worth anything. There is a fight against your body image and how you see yourself. How many of us nitpick those little things about us? Or maybe we think they're pretty big. There is a fight against your purpose. There is a fight against the people that you're looking to influence you. So many people have been swayed by the world and are no longer standing for truth. There is a fight against your walk with God. The enemy doesn't want you reading your Bible every day. He doesn't want you talking to God or spending time in worship. He wants you to think, God's not listening, so why are you even talking to him? And he wants you to think that you just don't have time to spend with God. Ladies, there is a fight against your walk with God. There's also a fight against your time. We're so busy that our head is spinning with school and sports and chores and Name it all. There's so much to do and no time to do it. And it's just so stressful and so frustrating. There is a fight against your confidence. This world is telling you to be confident in yourself. In Jeremiah 17:7, it says, "Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence." Ladies, if we're relying on ourselves, we're not living a very blessed life. Philippians 4:13 tells us that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. If we're trying to do it in our own strength, it's going to lead to frustration, and eventually it's going to lead to burnout where we're not going to want to do anything. The problem with self-confidence is that it's completely dependent on us. I don't know about you, but I don't always have it all together. There are moments when I feel like I've totally got this. And then there are moments where I'm like, what am I doing? If I rely on myself for confidence, that confidence is limited to how I feel and how I think about myself at any given time. However, the amazing thing about having our confidence in the Lord is that our confidence is expanded to how God thinks and feels about us. And God thinks and says some pretty amazing things about you. Did you know that you can be confident in your body? Not in a prideful way where it's like, oh yeah, I'm better than everybody. Look at me. I'm so beautiful. But I'm talking about not in a way where you're constantly attacking yourself about how you look. Like, you can walk confidently knowing that you are beautiful just the way that you are. You don't need to change anything about you just to get others to like you. Now, we all have character traits that we can improve on. For example, when I grew up, I was taught to speak whatever was on my mind. And I was taught to let other people know what I thought. Can you imagine being around me? Oh my goodness. I'm sure nobody wanted to be around me. And I was really, really good at telling others what I thought. However, something changed. Praise God. I met Jesus. And I knew that I could no longer speak to people like that because I was not showing anybody the love of Jesus. It wasn't until, though, I read Ephesians 4:15 in the Amplified Classic version of the Bible that it really began to convict me. That verse says, "Let our lives lovingly express truth in all things." Lovingly express truth in all things. Ouch. Speaking truly, dealing truly, living truly. Enfolded in love, let us grow up in every way and in all things into Him who is the head, even Christ. So you know what this verse taught me? First, it taught me that I needed to make sure that every word that came out of my mouth was done so in a loving way. I needed to make sure that how I acted was shining the light of Jesus to those around me. And I needed to grow up. Ouch. So there are things that we can improve on when it comes to our character, but you, just the way that you are already beautiful. So girl, hold your head up high, remind yourself who it is that God says that you are, and don't let anyone get you to believe differently. Now, if you've been listening to the Uncommon Team podcast for any length of time, you probably know that at the end of every episode, I have you repeat this phrase after me. And the phrase is, "I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value don't change, even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me." And ladies, that is powerful. And it is truth. You are beautiful. You are valuable. Your beauty and your value, they don't get to change based on what somebody else thinks about you or says about you. Because God made you so incredible. So if you need to repeat that phrase over and over and over again until it gets on the inside of you and then still repeat it, do it, because you are beautiful. You are valuable. It doesn't matter what others say about you. What matters is what God says about you. And that's what He says about you. And let me tell you, as you begin to walk confidently, the things that these people say, it's not even going to matter anymore. Now, will these people go away for the rest of your life and never bother you again? No, because the enemy will continue to use people to hurt you or to try to hurt you. But don't let them. Hold your head up high and walk confidently, knowing that you are beautiful. And ladies, not only can you be confident in who you are, but you can be confident in your walk with God. You can be confident in your prayers, knowing that praying isn't just to comfort us and make us feel better, but we can actually pray and get results. 1 John 5:14 and 15 says, "And this is the confidence that we have toward God, that if we ask anything according to his will," and his will is his word. So if it's in the Bible, you can ask it. And then this verse goes on to say that if we ask anything according to his word, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us and whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we've asked of him. How cool is that? Like, the Bible says it and we can believe it because God says it's ours. Maybe you've been fighting migraines or upset stomach or whatever, and you've been fighting it maybe even for years. Guess what? The Bible says that you're healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says that Jesus went to the cross so that you could walk in your healing. So if the Bible says it, you can ask God, "God, will you heal me?" And God says, absolutely, you are healed. And even if you don't feel it, I encourage you to claim it. I thank you, Lord, that I'm healed. It doesn't matter what symptoms I'm facing today, I am healed. I thank you that I feel better today than I did yesterday. I thank you that I'm continuing to get better. And no matter what circumstances or what symptoms try to show you, you stand on the word of God until those symptoms leave. John 15:7 says something similar. It says, if we abide in God, meaning that we've made God a habit in our life, like we're spending time in his word every day, we're getting his word on the inside of us, we're speaking the word, and his word lives in us, we can ask whatever we wish according to his word, and it will be done for us. How cool is that? So if we ask anything according to his word, it's ours. That's what God says. And ladies, you can also be confident in your purpose. Your very existence on this earth right now is proof that God saw a problem that only you could solve. And so he had to create you, specifically you, uniquely you, not somebody else, you, to solve that problem. Somebody's future will not begin, ladies, until you walk into that person's life. They need you. And you have a purpose. And maybe right now you don't know what that purpose is, but part of your purpose is to know God and then to make him known to others. Shine the light of Jesus. Just by doing that, you're walking in your purpose. And the more that you do that, the more that your big purpose comes into light. Jeremiah 1:5 says that before you were even in your mother's womb, God knew you and approved of you as his chosen instrument. Before you were born, he set you apart for a purpose. Ladies, you were created for a purpose. You were created with a purpose. There is a reason that you are on this earth right now. Ephesians 2:10 tells us that you are God's workmanship, his masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared for you before the world was even formed, that you should walk in them. Think about that. God didn't just know you and choose to create you right before you were in your mother's womb. No, he knew you, everything about you. He thought up every detail about you, and he chose to create you before the world was even formed, before the beginning of time. Ladies, there is a reason that you're here. And yeah, it's a dare to be confident, because it takes courage and boldness to stand against the culture and say, enough is enough. My confidence comes from the Lord. I am confident in the way I look because God made me beautifully. I am confident in my walk with God because he will never fail me. He is always faithful. I am confident in my purpose because God has a plan for my life, and it's a good plan. Ladies, when you become God confident versus self-confident, it changes everything about you. It changes the way you walk. It changes the way that you talk. It changes the people that you hang around. People want to be near you. They're drawn to you because of the confidence and the light that you are shining. So this is just your second sneak preview of Uncommenting Live. I so hope to see you at Uncommenting Live, because ladies, I cannot tell you, God is going to be doing a mighty work. This is not like any conference that you've ever been to. I mean, listen, it's Uncommenting, Uncommenting Live, Uncommon Conference. This conference is nothing like you've been to before. Connections are going to be a big part of this conference, because I want you to meet other girls just like you who are walking through the things that you're walking through, and they're living it out. They're walking with God strongly and boldly in a culture that is coming against them. Ladies, you don't have to take this journey alone. I am telling you, if there is any way that you can get to this conference, get to this conference. If you are having challenges with paying for tickets, reach out to me. Ladies, I want you at this conference more than you can even know. God has a special message specifically for you during this conference. He has people that he wants you to meet during this conference. I am telling you, this conference is going to leave you encouraged. It's going to leave you inspired. It's going to leave you free. Maybe there's an area of your life that you've been struggling in. I believe that God is going to do something amazing in your life at this conference. And I know that for some of you, it's not feasible. Some of you are outside the country. Some of you are on the other side of the country. And so it's just not very easy for you to get here. But I'm telling you, if you can be here live and in person, I encourage you to do so. I just can't stress that enough. All you need to do is go to uncommentinglive.com and grab your tickets there. And like I said, if finances are a challenge, reach out to me. I would love to help you get to this conference. Oh, and just a little side note about this conference. For those of you who would like to do this, I'm not going to force anybody to do this that doesn't want to do it. But for those of you who are at Uncommenting Live, we are going to do a special live recording of the Uncommenting podcast that will be aired Monday, October 16th. All right, ladies, I want you to repeat after me, and I want you to really mean it with all your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change, even as someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I hope that you have a wonderful week. Don't forget to grab your tickets at uncommentinglive.com, and we'll see you back here next time. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know how incredibly loved by God that you really are. Repeat after me. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, I would love to personally invite you to join us this July 19th and 20th for Uncommon Teen Live 2024. Woohoo! Being a teen girl today is tough. Being a Christian teen girl today is even more challenging. But God has given you everything you need to not just survive this crazy world, but to soar. At this year's conference, we're going to be talking about how to become free from anything that is holding you back from being all that it is that God has created you to be. And for those of you who have not been to Uncommon Teen Live before, you get to be a part of our live Ask Me Anything session. Ladies, throughout the whole conference, I have a box set up where you can ask your questions. And then on Saturday, the second day of the conference, we set aside a special session just to answer as many questions as we possibly can. And ladies, I would love to invite you to be a part of our live podcast recording at the conference venue itself. Ladies, last year we tried this and I don't know what happened, but the recording disappeared. This year it's not happening. We are going to record live and in person at Uncommon Teen Live, and I would love for you all to be a part of this episode. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, head on over to Uncommon Teen Live, grab your tickets today. And real quick, I just want to say thank you to those of you who prayed for us about our venue. After a couple of venues fell through for Uncommon Teen Live, I knew that God was going to do something big. And he really was. He was working behind the scenes even when we didn't see it. We found a venue that is amazing. The owners are amazing. They love the heart behind Uncommon Teen. I'm so excited because there's something even better that I want to share with you, but I can't share with you yet. So stay tuned because I've got some really awesome news about this conference that you're going to love. So I just want to say again, thank you so much for your prayers. Know that they are heard, that God listens to you. And I am just excited. Continue to pray over this event. God is going to do something miraculous, and I am so excited to get to be a part of it. All right, ladies, have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next time.